This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Normally, Michael Harrison joins us in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. He is the editor and publisher at Talkers Magazine, InsideTalkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all kinds of things that have to do with what we talk about in the news talk radio world. So, Michael has a medical problem today, and he's dealing with that, so it's nowhere near as serious as Joan Rivers, so we don't have to worry about him, hopefully, in that circumstance, but he's got to have something done. So Victoria Jones, who's part of the clan, if you will, the expansive clan of people that I've been working with for a long, long time, covering important stories out of Washington for the Talk Radio News Service. Victoria is a seasoned talk person and reporter, so with her background, we're going to go through some of the items here that she's been talking about and covering this week. Most of them are Washington-based. But first, because you're the honored guest, Victoria, you get to go through the list as they have been, the stories have been supplied, at least in the order in which they were important, by the folks at Talkers Magazine. So why don't you start at number 10, go through number 1, and give us the list of the important stories in the news talk radio world this week.
At number 10, Major League Baseball action. Number 9, Michael Sam cuts and NFL season opens. Number 8, the Ebola pandemic threat. Number 7, Joan Rivers dies. Number 6, hacked nude celebrity pics and Apple iCloud security. Number 5, Russia-Ukraine tensions. Number 4, Justice Department to probe Ferguson police. Number 3, midterm elections and 2016 presidential prospects. At number 2, Al-Qaeda jihad threats and missing Libyan jets. And at number 1, U.S. ISIS strategy and journalist beheading.
All right, so that's the story list. Why don't you go through in the same effective way, efficient way, numbers 10 to number 1 in the People Department. Who's on the hit parade this week?
At number 10, Michael Sam. Number 9, Joan Rivers. Tied for number 8, Jennifer Lawrence and Kate Upton. At number 7, Vladimir Putin. Number 6, Mitt Romney, Rick Perry, and Rand Paul, a trifecta. Number 5, Hillary Clinton. Number 4, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. Number 3, Stephen Sotloff. At number 2, David Cameron. And at number 1, Barack Obama.
That's the best job I've heard anybody do on Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. What a great name that is in terms of challenging those who don't do well with Middle Eastern names. Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. Great name. It's a standout. It's sort of a standout name, isn't it? Don't you? When you do you ever get stumped in reporting on some of these names? Now more and more, we have a focus on names that are not common names and not names that we're used to. So how do you fare when it comes to in your reporting, usually getting the name pronounced right? Or how do we even know that we're pronouncing it correctly? I guess that's the other thing.
Well, I'm not bad. I have a lot of friends from that part of the world. So I'm fairly used to saying words with either Arabic names, Arabic words or Persian words. So I can usually muddle my way through fairly well and even get the emphasis on the right syllable because it's likely that I've said the word before or something similar to that. And then the other thing is, with my accent, I usually get away with it anyway.
That's what I hadn't thought about, but yeah, I get that. All right, so just before we take apart some of these stories, give people a thumbnail sketch of what your day is like. Because as a White House credentialed reporter, you're part of sometimes the pool, you're part of what goes on in the press room, daily briefings, that sort of thing. So what does someone who is a White House reporter spend his or her day doing?
It's remarkably grungy because the quarters of White House correspondents are so small because the space is limited. They can't expand because you're literally in a small section of the White House. So if you're unfortunate enough to be a print reporter, no matter who you report for, you literally have a small piece of space that is as wide as your laptop, and you sit at a long bench. Now, if you're more fortunate in the radio, you might have a booth the size of a toilet, which is what we have, that's soundproof, and you do pool. So you arrive there, and you're always stunned when you arrive before you go through pretty tight security, but you're actually going to walk through those gates that tourists are clinging to the bars of, and you're going to go into the White House. You never quite believe it, no matter how long you've done it for, and I've done it for 11 years. You never quite believe you're going to walk down that path. And you go in with your credentials, and then you hope that maybe you'll get to speak to some kind of official from the administration, and maybe they'll tell you something of use, and they never do. So you make your calls, and you go on the air with your station, if you're in radio, as I do, and you keep up with the news. And you try to talk to officials, and you talk to your colleagues. And I'm in the basement, which is even worse. I sometimes never see daylight. And then you have the briefing in the middle of the day. And you find your stories. And this is what people do. I mean, literally, you're in the basement, you see nothing. And then you find your stories, and then you have the briefing. This is the highlight of everybody's day. And basically, you then wait half an hour, three quarters of an hour, because the press secretary is inevitably late. And then you get frustrated for an hour, getting your questions not answered.
So under the circumstances, this is not glamour. You are working with a lot of people who also are visible, radio and television people, print people. Is the glamour and the positioning of people in that room important, or is it something that you never pay any attention to whatsoever?
You pay attention to it when you see glamorous people walking past you, but the only people who appear glamorous are the TV correspondents. The people who are, in my view, glamorous are the print reporters, because frankly, the people who ate the New York Times, the Washington Post, reporters, people like that, they are the people who make the news. And other people pick up their stories and piggyback on it. These are the brainiacs news business.
All right, so then you're telling us something. We ought to pursue this in a little bit. We'll pause for a moment. What I'm hearing from you is something that I've heard. I've been off and on involved in the news business, and I'm not a journalist, and I don't claim to be a newsman, even though I've been a news reporter, I suppose, in a manner of speaking, when I was a pup working in Worcester, Mass. I did that, and I ran a news department and a news radio station in the mid-80s, but I never have considered myself a journalist per se. I think that the nomenclature is abused, frankly, by a lot of people who have no business calling themselves journalists. But having said that, let's talk about the way you make connections and how the attention is focused. That is, who gets the seats. There's a lot of interior the workings of the bowels in the newsrooms at the White House. Really pretty interesting and compelling. And you said something that was also very important. Who sets the story climate? And you know, I think the best example of what you're suggesting is that you may see something in one of those papers, the New York Times, the Washington Post, perhaps the LA Times, three or four papers like that, that get close to the stories, and then in a day or two you see them copied in the Wall Street Journal or the Chicago Trib. Somebody's started a story, USA Today, and then everybody follows suit on it. I think that's what you're talking about. So this is very important for people to know, actually. How is it that you get the news? Who decides what the important stories are? That's part of our conversation here, and we'll get to Victoria's spin or focus on some of the top stories this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
It's really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Oh, wow, that is really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of, like, Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
Smooth, caramel, roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Years ago, the family doctor was a fixture in communities across the country. He'd come into your home and personally treat whoever needed help. He was part of the family. And while that practice has faded into memory, there is someone who keeps the tradition of personal health care alive, your local Health Mart pharmacist. While much of health care has become confusing and impersonal, you can drop by your neighborhood Health Mart pharmacy anytime, where your pharmacist will know you by name, not by refill number. That's the spirit of caring you can expect from each independently owned Health Mart pharmacy around the country. So even if a doctor won't be stopping by your house today, you can stop by your local Health Mart pharmacy to get the advice, encouragement, and expert guidance you deserve. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
You're the type who likes to seize the day. All 30 of them during Member September. All month long, almost anything you get at Rite Aid gets you 3 times the Wellness Plus points, which gets you to gold and 20% off almost everything in the store 3 times faster. Yep, the best program in the business is now even better. Buy 3, but only during Member September and only at Rite Aid. Activate your membership at memberseptember.com today. Rite Aid, with us, it's personal. Limitations apply, prescriptions ineligible for triple points. See store for details.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they break into a dance and head to Staples. Here's a mom and daughter. Why are you guys dancing?
I just got glue for 39 cents. So cool. Erasers for 25 cents. Way. A mechanical pencil for $1. I got a muffa that is. My friends will be so jelly. Hashtag really cool.
Let me translate. She got glue for 39 cents, erasers for 25 cents, and mechanical pencils for $1. She must tell her friends on social media.
OMG. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Offers available while supplies last. Limits apply. See store staples.com for details.
Back with Victoria Jones from the Talk Radio News Service. Here's subbing for Michael Harrison this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. We are following Victoria's routine. Her career in the last 11 years has had her focusing as a White House reporter in the White House every day, getting the stories. And she said something a few minutes ago that was pretty compelling. That is, and I don't know that we don't all kind of wonder about this. Now you'll know the real story. Why is it that there will, in 4 or 5 of the major newspapers, be a story, and then it shows up on the evening news, and then it shows up in somebody else's newspaper the next day. First of all, you've identified most of the papers that set the tone, the climate, and the stories. Is that good? Is there a danger in this? And what happened to real, pure journalism where somebody goes out like you and actually gets the story without anybody prompting him or her as to what the angle might be?
The White House correspondents for these papers are actually doing that. And I think that you've got people at these papers who are still doing that and who some of them do still have access, and you'll see stories popping up there first. So what I'm saying is that they will probably get things first. They will get angles. They will think of things. They will get quotations that other people won't get. They are written by thoughtful, intelligent people. Well, Peter Baker, for example, of the New York Times, is an intelligent, thoughtful writer who brings to bear an analysis as well as a reporting that is worth looking at to have an understanding and the perspective on the news.
All right, so we're going to talk about objectivism, using what you just said as a standard of interest. Victoria Jones here as we review what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio this week. For Michael Harrison, she's in.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Victoria Jones is here, staff person for the Talk Radio News Service, an audio supply house. Information that you can find, there's a great website for talkradionews.com that really does focus in on what's going on in Washington, better perhaps than any other radio source, for sure. We're talking about the climate of news coverage and who does the reporting. You said something about Peter Baker from the Times and his ability to get the story, his analysis. We've gotten away from people just doing the story, but in some respects, the investigative work, if you go back to Watergate, and that's an era that most people remember who are alive now, the investigative reporting that was done by Woodward and Bernstein, it involved getting the facts. Remember Jack, the guy who played... Jack Anderson got it too, but I'm thinking about on Dragnet. Jack Webb played, what was the guy's name on Dragnet? Isn't that awful? I can't remember. Joe Friday. Joe Friday he wanted just the facts. We've really strayed so far from that with the favoritism in some circles, depending on your political point of view, that's paid to either Fox or MSNBC in the television world. And in the print world, it's well established that the Times has a left of center bent. The Post, some that are right of center.
Careful about that, because if you, for example, if you read a piece by Peter Baker, I would posit that his reporting is not left of center. I would posit that their editorials are.
If you're expecting to get facts that are facts, most of the time, no matter where you get them, they're colored somewhat by either the point of view of the editor or the writer or both. And some of that, Victoria, acknowledging that there is favoritism in the White House, in the press room. I remember our friend who is also associated where you are telling me, I'm not going to name her because it's not important to the story, that if they didn't do things a certain way, they wouldn't get their seat in the, she wouldn't get the seat in the press room. They wouldn't get called on. They wouldn't receive the treatment because of the biases of whoever the press secretary is. The press secretary decides more or less who gets called on and what information you're going to have.
That's true.
You've got to curry their favor, and that's not right either, is it?
No, that's not right either. And when it comes to reporting, I would certainly say that if you feel that way about the New York Times, and I would still make that argument to Peter Baker, you should, on the same day that you read that story, because it's about NATO coverage, you should read the report in the Wall Street Journal the same morning, and you should subscribe to the Financial Times.
Yep.
And you should read that report, too. You should read those three, because you're going to get three unique perspectives.
All right, so, and unique is what we're talking about. We want to have unique, but we want to be able to know what the real story is, the story behind the story, if you will. And part of that comes from the fact that you can have a seat at the table or not, depending on how well you cover the personalities that are part of the administration or the administration's line. I mean, it's just that simple, and it's become much more that way since, I don't know whether, I didn't sense, I felt a fairness during the Clinton years that I haven't felt since then. Bush was very biased as to who was going to get what.
And the
current bunch is the same way.
Right.
Yeah, they're awful. And so we don't have a shot at getting the real story, which brings me around to another bone of contention that I have, and maybe we'll talk about it in a moment, that the press secretary should not be paid for, his services should not be paid for by the public, by the taxpayer, but paid for by the either Republican National Committee or the Democratic National Committee, because all they're doing is hacking. They're representing their hacksters for their boss, present the boss's point of view. And that very often, as we know, hope and change, hello, and, you know, we win, well, all of the stuff that's gone on in the last 14 or 15 years have been nonsensical. So let's pursue that in a matter of moments. Victoria Jones, happy to have her here with a different point of view, looking at the world of News Talk Radio here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. This hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program brought to you by BuzzBox Coffee. Why are you drinking stale or rotten coffee? Did you know the roasted coffee bean is extremely perishable? Once the roasting process is completed, the clock starts ticking. If you thought that dog years went by quickly, the roasted coffee bean ages 1 year every 4 hours. Think about that. Proper packaging can slow the aging process, but coffee is at its optimal freshness during the two-week period after it's been roasted. While the majority of coffee companies hide behind expiration dates, BuzzBox Coffee proudly comes with a roasted on date. This may seem insignificant, but it speaks to BuzzBox Coffee being such a high-quality product. Check out the coffee you buy and see if you can find an expiration date. Oftentimes, it's some arbitrary date in the future, as far as an entire year after the coffee has actually been roasted. But now you have a choice, so why not enjoy the best of the best coffee? That's USDA certified organic, shade grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, helps support my Easley farm. Good Lord. BuzzBox Coffee, roasted, packaged, shipped, and on your doorstep within 48 hours of your ordering it. So join now and experience your free pound of coffee. Start by calling 866-456-7805. That's 866-456-7805. Or simply go to DougSteffen.com and click on the BuzzBox orange box on most of the pages at DougSteffen.com.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now. Advance past pain and get on with living.
Icy Hot Advanced. Available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your
your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
Continuing on now, this is kind of fun for me and hopefully important for you. Victoria Jones is not a loud voice, not necessarily a big voice, but a consistent voice, a positive voice for news, the events that are being covered in the White House and in Washington. She's on top of it as the reporter for the White House based Talk Radio News Service. She's here because Michael Harrison is ill, and we decided that this would be a good step for us to take because Victoria really is in and has great stories to tell about how the news comes about and what it is that gets written and reported. And then, of course, that's the basis for conversations on the talk shows, the news talk radio programs. So we've been analyzing the White House, the reporters, the information that comes out, how it's sort of seeded by four or five different sources, and then everybody sort of follows from there. The White House Correspondents Association itself, I know there's a dinner every May, and all the White House reporters get together over at the Hyatt, and they have this big elaborate dinner. Everybody's in a tux. Everybody takes barbs at each other. It's supposed to be in good fun. And I've been four or five times, and I thought that they were fun. That's not the main job, obviously, of what they're doing. They're there to supposedly get the story. So what kind of a group are we talking about here? What kind of camaraderie is there between all of the various? You represent a company that competes with other sort of news organizations, even though you are very unique in the way this stuff is presented to the radio stations. But there is, you're vying for the time of the people who will give you the information. And then there's always the news. There's a book coming out that focuses on the women who do news on television, the woman who's writing it apparently didn't interview anybody. She picked up bits and pieces, including Katie Couric's suggestion that the only way Diane Sawyer gets stories is to sleep with the people. I mean, that's
I'm guessing, a headline that's aimed at getting people to look at the book. But how much of that? So you have a lot of women and men who are there, and they're spending a lot of time together. You know, there are certainly circumstances of men and women who work for the White House or for political entities end up marrying people who are reporters. So it's not like there's a arm's length transaction going on here all the time, right?
Yeah, I you know, you don't see an awful lot of sleeping together going on, frankly, because people aren't that cute. I mean, there's really not an awful lot. Really not an awful lot there, to be honest with you. Just being frank here. But what you do see is you do see camaraderie, but it's kind of cautious camaraderie, kind of like cats. You know, how they'll be friendly, but you're always a little bit wary that they might start a fight. It's kind of like that. So that because there's always that rivalry going on, but they are friendly. They will protect everybody. For example, there was a death over the weekend of a Fox News radio correspondent, a wonderful man, Mike Makowicz, about a week ago. And there was genuine grieving throughout the entire press corps for this real gentleman and consummate reporter. That's not to say that there wouldn't have been intense competition with him for a story, but there was genuine grieving. This was a tremendous man. But you know, the Correspondents Association, which elects its officers, works extremely hard to get access to the president, because the press secretary and the administration, the rest of the people, seem to work extremely hard to keep the president from us. You don't get the impression that the president tries to stay away from us, but that they try to keep him from us.
Well, that's why I suggest, I wonder what you think about my suggestion I made, and it wasn't an offhanded slight of comment statement. I said that I think that the press secretaries ought to be paid by the parties that they represent, because they don't represent the public. They protect, as you've just suggested, the president from whatever evildoers there are in the White House press room. And so there's not an objectivity here. It's all about selling their point of view, which isn't necessarily in the best interest. And oftentimes, most of the time, in fact, it isn't in the best interest of the American public, because they're hiding information, keeping it. And this bunch has been, it's like the de rigueur every day. It's some new scandal. Well, we'll hide this. We don't want them to have that information, blah, blah, blah. It's very, very incestuous. And I don't think it's proper at all for those people to be paid by the public. Do you?
I think it's fascinating. I've never thought about it before. I want to think this one through. I think it's a really interesting idea.
Yeah, maybe you can spread it around. Start a little trouble. Let's start a little trouble! Alright, so anyway, but go ahead. Your comments on how it is that they manage you.
It's all about the access, and that's what the constant fight is about. Access, access, access. Trying to get more access as they try to wall us off.
The people in this country need to know that and hear it from somebody like you rather than some pejorative host who's got an issue on one side or the other and they don't like. I mean, I think it would be safe for me. I know who you voted for because I pretty much know what your politics are, and I would guess that as in the previous case, although I didn't vote for either one of these guys, the last president or this president, but I was disappointed in what seemed to be early on an attempt to have somewhat of an open relationship, but they quickly walled it off, and people say, well, you expect that, you're naive, but they never ever have done anything. You know, we were promised hope and change, and from 3 seconds after he was sworn in, there hasn't been either. You may have covered things with one look to the story at the beginning, and now you look at the disappointments and the misinformation and the deliberate attempts at falsifying info, and you guys must get ticked off.
You always want, you always want more access. It's always your reputation on the line.
So in turning it around, what seems to be a mistaken focus is you guys are trying to curry favor with them so you can get a good seat
I would think that they'd want to try to curry favor with you so that they get the story right, instead of them with their hammer and whatever other approach they take to basically treat you like children, because that's kind of what I see here. You're all dispensable.
Well, this is something that I have said and that many of us have said. And this is just a fascinating thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think that that's the route that you would take if you want to get your story out, rather than writing threatening emails when somebody writes something you don't like?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think that that's what you would do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That I think people need to know that you guys, if you write something collectively that they don't like, they're happy to tell you they don't like it. And you better be careful because, again, access is in their purview and there aren't enough seats to go around. So if you cross them enough times, you're out on the street.
Fortunately, they don't control the seats, but they certainly control a lot of other things, and they make sure that you don't get called on.
Yep. All right. So let's go to a couple of the issues here as time is waning quickly. But thank you. You've been fascinating in giving us the insight that a lot of people had no idea was part of this routine that goes on with the reporters at the White House day in and day out. The situation between Russia and Ukraine, what's the scuttlebutt, the hubbub, and who do you go to follow up on that story? Somebody at the State Department? Where is that information coming from about either what they're up to? I noticed that Putin this week was happy to suggest or hint that maybe a good nuclear bomb in Ukraine would fix a lot of things up.
You want to go to the State Department on this? And you might want to go to the Defense Department on this. You can certainly go to the White House, and in theory, they're all going to tell you the same thing. So if you've got time, you want to go to them all. But you're going to get something slightly different from all of them.
Well, isn't that part of the game sometimes, Victoria? There is gotcha sort of thing. All right, I went over to the State Department, I got this, and then I went over to the Pentagon, I got something that completely contradicts it. And then the news guys love it. Look at these guys. They're almost like Mrs. Clinton saying something that was construed to be negative about Obama's policy, and that became the headline for 4 or 5 days, and then they made up with a kiss or a hug or something at some event on Nantucket. A lot of this stuff is conjecture and sort of made for the movies, isn't it?
Yeah, some of it's conjecture and made for the movies, but you never know what might be real, so you have to keep following it.
So you've followed Mrs. Clinton very closely for all the years you've been there, and I know that you've followed the Obama people. My sense was never that they cared about it. It's obvious. You can look at the body language between Bill Clinton and Obama, and you know they don't like each other. Is it Mrs. Clinton and Obama tolerating each other because of mutual benefits of them, either of them being associated with the other?
I think they actually started to get relatively close. I think they started to respect each other. You know, I think Hillary Clinton's relationships are very much about brains, and because she's so cerebral,
right.
I think they started to respect each other's brains.
Oh, so all right, so they're okay now with one another.
Oh, I think they are okay with one another. Yes, I do.
So what happens when Joe Biden decides he wants to run for the presidency and Hillary's in the camp? Does Barack sit on his hands, or does he have to say, I'm for this one or I'm for that one?
He's got a very big decision to make, and I think he's going to have to sit on his hands, because that's Sophie's choice, isn't it?
Well, but on the other hand, whoever, if he decided to endorse one, that person might do what happened in 2008 when George Bush offered to go out and campaign for the candidate, and the candidate said, no, you can stay home. We don't want you. I mean, Obama's less popular than Bush was, so he sure as heck isn't going to help anybody. You'd want him not to endorse you if you really wanted to win, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, he's so unpopular right now that they might both want him to stay away.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, keep the heck away from the campaign trail. Again, a pretty interesting insight. All right, Victoria, I've appreciated having you here. Thank you for going through the charts. As a matter of fact, we could probably keep talking for another hour and get some input on these various stories, but you've helped us a lot to understand what goes on in the world of a working, in-the-trenches reporter at the White House every day, and I know it's 7 days a week. So thank you for your analysis. Appreciate it very much here.
the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Victoria Jones from the Talk Radio News Service here on the countdown for the week of September 1st to the 5th, 2014. I'm Doug Steffen. Don't wait until the new year. Fall is actually a great time to start a fitness plan using the great outdoors. Discover parks and trails in your neighborhood and take advantage of the cooler weather. Did you know that raking leaves for an hour can burn over 300 calories? An hour hike can burn over 400 calories. Fall favorite fruits and vegetables like apples and pumpkins are packed with fiber and antioxidants. This kickoff to health is brought to you by your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com to find a store near you.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the THEC, certified to operate by SHED. In New York, DeVry University operates at DeVry College of New York.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes. A stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
Buick Certified Service Technicians are known for their expert auto service. Brakes, oil, tires, or any other service you need, it's what we do. And we also take pride in our exceptional customer service. That's why Buick recently received the J.D. Power Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. And we couldn't have done it without the best customers in the world. So I personally want to say thanks. Thanks for choosing Buick Certified Service.
You're welcome.
Oh, and your car's all set. They're pulling it around for you now.
Okay, great.
Experience the new Buick with our exceptional service now and get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand-name tires. See participating U.S. Buick dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by 11/30/14. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends 10/31/14. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they break into a dance and head to Staples. Here's a mom and daughter. Why are you guys dancing?
I just got glue for 39 cents. So cool. Erasers for 25 cents. Way. And mechanical pencils for a buck. I got a muffa that ish. My friends will be so jelly. Hashtag really cool.
Let me translate. She got glue for 39 cents, erasers for 25 cents, and mechanical pencils for $1. She must tell her friends on social media.
OMG. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Offers available while supplies last. Limit supplies. See store staples.com for details.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Normally in this hour, Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, which is inside Talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers TV, is here, but he's had a spell. He has a little bit of a condition that needs attention from time to time, and today it needed attention. So our thanks to Victoria Jones, who, again, I thought did a wonderful job of giving us insight into what goes on in the process. What's the old expression? You love sausage, but you don't want to know how it's made. Well, having knocked around enough inside the White House newsroom for a while, I had the most access during the Clinton years in any time, and I'm, again, not a newsman, but for the years that I've been doing conversation radio, and that's been since 1974, and doing issues that were not necessarily local, which I started focusing on doing my Good Day program in the late 80s, I have been around four different administrations, and I did not vote. The only person I ever voted for, and I'll admit this right up front, the only person that was president that I voted for was George Bush the father. I did not vote for Bill Clinton, didn't vote for George Bush, didn't vote for Barack Obama, but I will tell you the access that I had through some of the folks at Talk Radio News Service and other people that I knew was very, very good. I got some interesting conversations with both Mrs. Clinton and Mr. Clinton, and I found them to both be very intriguing people to watch and to converse with, and I got to know a lot of people who knew them well, and I developed a great deal of respect for how things, you can say what you want to about the Clintons and whatever and however and whoever, but they were very open, and the door was widely opened for people from all persuasions that wanted to have conversations with them or their people, and I appreciated the access a great deal at that time. I think that, for the record, is important for me to acknowledge. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael back again with us next week to review the stories and the issues as usual. This is the Weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Let's move along now here as we're reviewing with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is the program here, reviewing some of the items, the topics in the world of the talk radio stars and stations. The top 10 this week include a reference to the Justice Department probe of the Ferguson Police Department. I'm listening to a lot of our radio programs, Steve. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is one of the country's leading experts on scams, identity theft, and has been featured on this program for years as a legal authority, teaches at Bentley College, and so has a lot of authority behind his words. Anyway, the Justice Department and Ferguson Police, I listened to some of the folks who are right of center talk about what an outrage this is, what a great police department. I want to choke. What a horrible police department. They have a bad track record, and there are a lot of other, not only Ferguson, but there are hundreds of these little small-town police departments that have an atrocious record when it comes to this stuff. Leaving aside whether Michael Brown was an angel or he wasn't, that's not really the issue here. I don't think it is. I mean, I don't know whether he was or he wasn't, but I know that this department has years and years and years of bullying people in that community, and so, but I'm, again, not sure the legal side of this, whether the Justice Department has any authority here. Can they, speaking of bullying, bully their way in here and try to find or usurp power so that they can do what most people think is the black on
black cause. What's the legal role of the Justice Department to probe this police department?
Well, you know, it's a fascinating question that you bring up, Doug, because it is a local police department in Missouri, and one would have thought that the state attorney general would be all over this, and perhaps they are, but just not getting the media. The Justice Department is like the 600-pound bear. Where does he sleep? Wherever he wants to. So there are some broad federal laws that would give them the authority that have been extended, and the Supreme Court has extended the rights of, in many instances, of the federal government to get into portions of regulations of things that were generally not necessarily envisioned in the Constitution. So the short answer is, yeah, they've got statutory authority to go in here, even to investigate what they will call deprivation of civil rights under color of state law. So this is, it'll be a legitimate investigation. Hopefully, it's not going to be as fast as people want, but hopefully it will be thorough and done well and set a tone not just for Ferguson, but for the country.
All right. The number six item on the countdown of the story section this week has to do with the hackers. This time it's nude celebrity pictures. iCloud, is it secure or not? This is another one of these scams. And by the way, Steve has written a book called Identity Theft Alert. This is his latest in a series of books on scamming. He runs a website called scamicide.com. And so as I think about this, I think about my own story, which is applicable probably to thousands of people who are listening right now. I have a couple of MasterCards. One is a personal one. One is a business account. And I use it pretty much every day. And the other day I got a call from somebody on an 866 line, so it's a toll-free line, suggesting that someone had used the card without authorization. The activity on the card was questionable, and they wanted to talk to me about, to follow up with the questions that you normally get from these people as to, is this charge legit or not? And so I call back that number, and it wasn't a live person. It was a machine. It was an answering service, or an answering machine, and it asked me for all of the digits in my card, and then for the expiration date, put that in. And I did, and then afterwards the recording says, well, this is not a card, this is not, you're not authorized, and so I'm thinking, okay, I put the wrong numbers in. So I kept doing it, and I got the same response. So I called the bank, and I said, what the heck's going on here? And they investigated it for 24 hours and said that I'd been fished, that there's an elaborate scheme now that is so, but you have to, the credit card companies will never use this legitimately. They always have a live voice. So that's the first thing. But what else have you heard along these lines in a scheme like this?
Yeah, it's very common. As a matter of fact, there was a big national one that was done recently, exposed, dealing with Chase Bank. And this would come by version of an email rather than the phone call, but it was the same thing. There's a problem with your card. We need to verify. We need to check this out. Now, all of this sounds legitimate. And you may even, they have something called spoofing where the phone number can look like it's coming from MasterCard or whomever. So the key thing is you can't trust any communication you get from someone else because it's too easy to counterfeit. So if you get a call like that, you don't call back their number, but you call back the number on your credit card.
All right, got it. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops.
Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.